This is JIS News coming up. Regulations being drafted for removal of criminal records for convictions relating to small quantities of marijuana. New primary health care renewal policy to improve community mental health services. And government looking to boost employment in BPO sector. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
Now the news. Regulations guaranteeing automatic removal of an offender's criminal record for convictions relating to the smoking or possession of small quantities of marijuana are being drafted by the Ministry of Justice. This is one of several key provisions being facilitated under the Criminal Records Rehabilitation of Offenders Amendment Act 2014, which came into effect last October. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the regulations are expected to be ready for his signature by next week, after which they will be brought to Parliament for approval.
This really is a transformational amendment because of the fact that the convictions for ganja has affected so many people.
The minister was addressing a recent town hall meeting at the St. Andrew High School for Girls. The new provision is already being implemented administratively by the Criminal Records Office. If persons who apply for their criminal record bear a conviction for smoking or possession of a small amount of marijuana, that record will be expunged before it is issued. The new primary health care renewal policy approved by Cabinet in January will significantly improve the delivery of mental health services at the primary care level. That's the word from Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. He says the government recognizes that mental health is essential for the well-being of any society.
This primary health care renewal policy is expected to result in a paradigm shift for primary health care services and represents the push that we need to better provide services, including mental health care, at the primary care level. At the base of it, we want to make primary care more attractive to our citizens so that they can better utilize their community health centers.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the 6th Triennial Pan-Caribbean Family Medicine Conference at the University of the West Indies, Mona, recently. The conference was held under the theme Family Physicians, Integrating Mental Health Care into Family Practice. The government is working to increase employment in the business process outsourcing BPO sector to 24,000 in the short term. Junior Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Sharon Folkes-Abrahams says the sector has been making a positive impact in Western Jamaica, providing employment for over 14,000 persons. She was addressing journalists at a special media briefing at the Western Office of the Prime Minister in Montego Bay recently.
I am pleased to say that in Montego Bay, we have a robust business process outsourcing industry worth $260 million. Most of it is concentrated in the Free Zone area, where we currently have 35 entities operating and providing work for some 14,500 employees.
The Montego Bay Free Zone serves a range of business operators in the areas of garment and electronic assembling and warehousing, among others. And Chief Executive Officer of the Child Development Agency, the CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray, says the agency remains committed to preventing child abuse and protecting the nation's children. She says the CDA has taken steps to engage the wider community to deepen their involvement in caring for children.
We introduced the Circle of Care Family and Community series, for which we have traveled across the island to share with parents and guardians positive methods of protecting and raising children, while encouraging other members of the society to be vigilant in protecting against child abuse.
Mrs. Gage Gray was speaking at the recent awards ceremony for the CDA's poster competition. Meanwhile, CDA Advisory Board member Dr. Audrey Henry Lee, referencing the poster competition, says the government is committed to ensuring that children participate in activities aimed at building a Jamaica that is fit for children. More than 30 students from across the island participated in the CDA's 10th anniversary poster competition. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.